The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh, new, smart talk all day. Today, the 9th of 26, and you are on the clock with Aaron Chikchani Ketcha Green. Agribusiness Expo is coming up, people. I'm excited. I've been in the bush. It's difficult. It's been wet. I've been trying to get as much tamarind as I could get off the tree while it's wet, before the tamarinds start to mold over. This is very, very important. Why? Because we're not going to have another tamarind season until next year, right? It's very important that we grab all of these tamarind. Plus, Agribusiness Expo is taking place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. That's the 10th through the 12th at the Agriculture Grounds on Gladstone Road. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, full of activities, events, vendors, exhibitions, demonstrations, culinary competitions, cultural performances, including the Singing Bishop and the Region Bells. Iron Store, I call him Iron. I like to call him Iron Store, right? Because he got power. Named Blordy and Fanshawn and Ruben G. I think it's the Jane, maybe Sarah Jane, the dance troupe is going to be performing on the gospel night. It's going to be an exciting time. And I want you all to come out there and check out Seasonal Sunshine Bahamas so you could taste some of these ideas I'd be sharing with you all on the airwaves. And then on Saturday night, guys, on Saturday night is the premiere of the movie Honorable Member. Honorable Member, I think produced and directed or directed by Dr. Ian Strawn. That's Saturday night, 7:30, doors open, 8 p.m. showtime at the Atlantis Theater. At the Atlantis Theater. Honorable Member, you can find details for the event, like the cost, online, or attempt to contact Dr. Ian Strawn directly. Dr. Ian Strawn is going to be joining me on air tomorrow morning, so tune in as well for more details about the movie premiere. There was a big event last night. Yesterday, I called it the PLP, what did they call it? The Blueprint for Progress platform launch. You know what's one of the most impressive things about this particular PLP administration? They know how to have a rally without having to get a permit for a rally. They're good at that. That was a rally last night, man. Here's how I know it was a rally, not a platform launch. Because technically, you didn't launch the platform. Is the manifesto available? Like, did the people who attended the event last night at the University of the Bahamas, did they receive the manifesto in hand? Did they receive the link in hand? Now, this wouldn't be that much of a big deal for me except this has happened to me before with this same administration. We went to the launch of a health agenda, and there was no health agenda launch. Like, nobody had the document. We didn't have the link. We didn't have the document. Nothing. See, the point is, what you mean you were launching your manifesto when nobody walked home with the manifesto? When will we see the manifesto? You know, I was making that point about the danger of disenfranchising citizens in the electoral process when you attempt to give yourself a political advantage. Remember, it's just a speculation. I am only speculating that the rush to the election is to attempt to gain a political advantage. But would it not be a travesty? I think it would be treasonous. I think it would be treasonous to disenfranchise citizens from the voting process, from the electoral process, for your own political expediency. I think you're rushing it. What's the number one indicator? You did not have the manifesto available at the manifesto launch. How shall we assess your words? Okay, here's another. Did you have copies of the old Blueprint for Change manifesto available to the audience so they could assess your progress based on your own words? Anyway, we're going to talk about it. I want to know from you who listened, who attended the event. Where did the PLP win? Sorry. Where did the Davis administration win in this term? Where did the Davis administration lose in this term? Where did the PLP party win in this term? And where did the PLP party lose in this term? And I'm making that distinction because I think we should make that distinction between party and administration. Also, I think that this entire Davis administration and PLP term, whether you see them as the same or different, is a lesson for civil society in organizing and engaging and in culture shifting and in creating and sustaining narratives. So great lesson for civil society because, like, you call an election at like the beginning, or you give us a sense that election coming soon at the beginning of Lent, and then you say, you know, but then you had all of these events that on the surface don't look like campaigning, they don't look like rallies, but in the meat of it, when you open up the duff, you see what is inside. I think it's an excellent lesson for civil society. Because the PLP know how to have a rally without having a rally. So we're opening up the phone lines, 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259-242-300-5720 for Family Island listeners. It is toll-free. Text line is always 422-GR96. Where did the Davis administration win? Where did the Davis administration lose? And then we're going to go through some articles that were published last night around the walk into the general election. So let us go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You know, I'm pretty good, Aaron. So last night, as I listened and I watched, I must say, there are some excellent things that the PLP put forward last night.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. For 2020, I mean, no one can knock it. There's some good initiative. But the only problem I have is it reminds me of the 2021 election. I'll say it. One, Dr. Menes called the election early when he had a lot of work that he could have done, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I look at those things that were promised last night, you tell me which one of those things couldn't have been implemented in this term.
There you go.
Everything that they promised, they could have implemented.
Mm-hmm.
But they relaxed our immigration laws. They allowed 6, 7, 8 flights a week to come in from the south as under this guise as tourists.
No, hold on.
Women wrote that they were tourists.
What did you say?
I know.
You said they were allowed to fly in under the guise of tourists. Pause.
That's what they said. That's why I keep asking for the tourism numbers coming in from Haiti. And I would like to know how many of them left, because we know when it comes to them entering countries, 80%.
Okay. I got you.
80 and 90% of them don't live.
I got you. Hold on. Let me say this. I appreciate you put the question on the table. I now appreciate the question, right? Let me respond to the question in this manner, right? Obviously, immigration is going to be one of the biggest issues, if not the singular issue that Bahamians, sort of form their vote around, right?
Right.
Let's accept that. I'm accepting that. As an advocate, right, and as an advocate that has access to the airwaves in a different way from other ordinary citizens and advocates, right, I want to say this to the Bahamian public. If your concern is corruption and fraud in the immigration sector, right? The way to solve it is not to come into the airwaves. All right. The way to solve it is not coming to the airwaves and demanding that your questions be answered. The way to solve it is to gather the evidence necessary to bring before a court for a case. Right? Like, that's just the simple answer. I'm not derailing the conversation. I'm not obfuscating. I'm not trying to change the subject, right? For those Bahamians that feel that immigration is the singular issue to be considered for this election, why are you not organizing yourselves and the information and evidence that you have available to you to formulate a case to bring before the court? Because all you're doing, right, is muddying the water and allowing the state to create a narrative that ignores, doesn't address your concerns, ignores them. Right? So I accept that for a large percentage of Bahamians, this is the singular issue. But if you want headway on this issue, you have to actually organize yourself and do the work. That's why this whole thing about, like, we like to throw this scripture, faith without works is dead. The journalistic and investigative work to gather the evidence. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
But Ms. Green, he was only repeating what the minister said. You know that they're coming in as tourists, and mm-hmm. and he's only asking if they've left or where are they. I don't think that's what I said.
That's what I said to Duncan. Right? I said I hear the question. I hear it now. I understand what you're asking. And I put it on the table as a reasonable question. I'm not discounting the question.
So he just wanted them to live up to, you know, what they're saying, because and he is right.
I want the police to stop at stop signs and red lights. I want the police to enforce the traffic controls. Me just wanting them to do that is not doing a thing about the problem, is it?
You're
right. I have the airwaves. I have a tool that ordinary citizens don't have available to them. And I take a considerable amount of space to create a space for movement.
Right.
Me.
But I understand what Cleaver is saying.
Me too.
I understand what he's saying.
No, I understand it too. I was taking it the step further. What do we do next?
Right. Okay. Have a good one.
Yeah, man. No, thank you. I just wanted to reemphasize that I heard and acknowledged that I heard the question. The reason I cut the call is because he was talking to somebody else in the background. That's why I cut the call. That's the only reason. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Aaron, how you doing?
I am good, thank you.
Good, praise the Lord. Bless his holy name.
Bless him.
Aaron.
Yes.
So it is said that the PLP did a very good job on their manifesto, right?
Mm-hmm.
But my question is, last time when they did that, before they were elected, they talked about things like, let's go and pine wood gardens. where they said they had helped to resolve this flooding issue.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, stick a pin. Wait, stick a pin. Yeah. You heard what you said? They said they would help to resolve. They didn't say they would resolve it. Y'all got to take, when lawyers are talking to you, you got to take their word pedantically. They didn't say they was committed to resolving it, you know. They said they was going to help to resolve it.
And they didn't. They didn't help to resolve it.
I got you.
With Princess Margaret Hospital.
Yes.
It is almost at the finish. And Dr. Dowell did a lousy job. That's what I call Dr. Doolittle, because I've had to go to the hospital several times. And there has been many maintenance issues. And let me tell you something. If I ever become a part of the next government, I would like to work on the board with some lousy people in maintenance. You understand?
Yeah, I'm here.
So Ministry of Health, if they said anything about that, the job was lousy, and I don't understand why Brave Davis would even run Dr. Dowell again. They fail in that area. National security.
Mm-hmm.
They fail in national security, too.
I hear you.
So what on the manifesto they could say today that they could change? Let me tell you what they're doing. They're trying to con the Bahamian people to get back in power so they could do what they can for their friends, lovers, and whoever. But
politics is all about confidence.
This time.
I hear you. Thank you. Politics is all about confidence, right? That's where the phrase con, man. I want to just refer to statements made by the minister responsible for health and the minister responsible for national security last night at the event, right? Here we go. This is from Our News. Progressive Liberal Party candidate for Tall Pines and Health Minister Dr. Michael Dowell says the party is looking to, quote, expand insurance coverage to all public servants, including contracted government workers, close quotes. His remarks came at the Blueprint for Progress platform launch last night. Now, see, here's my thing. Now, quotations from the article, from the publication, quote, well, it says the party is looking to, quote, expand insurance coverage to all public servants, including contracted government workers, right? Now, why did the reporter says the party is looking to, and then the quote, right? It's likely because they didn't actually make a commitment to expanding insurance coverage to all public servants, including contracted government workers. It's likely they made a commitment to explore whether it's possible. And you got to be able to tell the difference. Let's go to the next caller. I know I got y'all there. So caller, I come into you right now. Don't go anywhere. Here's another one. Healthcare expansion from Eyewitness News. Minister of Health, Dowell, announced plans to provide health coverage insurance to all. Dowell also revealed a proposed 10-year strategy aimed at reducing the number of chronic illnesses impacting the country following the 2026 general election. Boy, I hope that you reveal that in the actual manifesto. Let's go to the next caller, producer. We also have commentary from the Minister of National Security we'll go to in a moment. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Mr. Duncombe, every day for the last several weeks now, he calls the show speaking about the persons coming from the South, especially in Haiti, Cape Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
They're not tourists. How could he say they're not tourists up there on the manifestos?
Mm-hmm.
You think by now, Ms. Green, if the immigration realized that most persons that come from Haiti doesn't return, you don't think by now the immigration and the government would have changed its policy on persons coming from Haiti legally?
Yeah.
And one other thing. There's another caller that said that Mr. Monroe did nothing. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Mr. Monroe stated on a talk show the other day that most of those Defense Force boats that were damaged have been sent back to the manufacturers to be repaired. Am I right or wrong, Ms. Green?
Well, I will take your word for it.
No, but you can research it because I think...
Yeah, I know. I could research it.
I thought so.
Yeah.
Okay? You know, people got to stop spreading hysteria in this country to gain political points because it's not going to help whatever party they align themselves with unless they got the facts to prove what they're saying. Have a nice day, man.
Thank you. That's the point that I was trying to make, right? That we have to have a coherent, clear and coherent discourse. Otherwise, we actually may be creating a muddier or less clear environment to resolve about. Let's go to the next caller, producer. There we go. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning.
Good morning. How you do?
Doing great, my dear friend. Let me just say this to the previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hope that you take your own words of advice when it comes down to persons of the party that you are part of, because it ain't just one party doing this nonsense. I mean, persons representing one party that's doing this is also persons on your side as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that should go straight across the board. Don't be a hypocrite.
Mm-hmm.
The second part I'd like to express here is that you mentioned that during Dr. Davil's
presentation last night.
Presentation. He mentioned that the healthcare part of it, the party is going to provide the funding for that aspect of it. I wasn't aware that the party would provide funding for the healthcare part of it. If anything, it's the Bahamas government.
Now listen, I don't know if you were speculating, if he was implying or we were inferring, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's interesting, and it requires more clarity. That's why I said I wasn't sure if it was a rally or a manifesto launch, because a manifesto launch would have more clarity.
Uh-huh. But that is exactly why we have to pay attention to what's being said. And I picked up on it right away, because I wasn't aware that even though the governing party is at the helm, but it's not the parties, it's the Bahamian taxpayers.
Mm-hmm.
It's for us that these funds are going to be derived, and it's going to be paid, and we have to pay these taxes back. So, you know, we just need to pay attention to what is being said and what is being seen and said, and not go by what they say they're going to do when there's no sure guarantee that these things are going to be accomplished. But thanks for taking my call. I continue to listen.
Absolutely. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
Hi, good morning, caller.
How you doing, ma'am? All is well?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's good. Listen here, I hear everybody calling, but this, if government change there tomorrow, if you think government change there tomorrow, there can be any changes?
Listen.
It's the same thing over and over.
Yep.
We got to understand the mindset of Bahamians have to change fights for this country to change.
I laugh because I was going to say, I live with my mommy. I know things don't work like that.
Ain't nothing can change.
Yes, sir.
And then the other thing we talk about, there's no such thing as no Haitian tourists. Haitian don't come here as no tourists. When they come here to stay.
Who say that? Like,
there's no thing as Haitian tourists.
That's up, mate. I wonder where they learned that.
There's no tourists in Haitian, man. But the only thing I want the government to do now is to stop that Bahamas Air flight from going to Haiti 3 times a week.
Why?
Jesus. You imagine you bring in 130 prisoners a flight?
You don't want the service, you don't want the state services to be enhanced and to perform better?
No. We got to find something else to do, or somebody to wake up, because sooner or later, there ain't been a space in this country for us.
But, because what you're suggesting, sir, is that the whole administrative system has collapsed, right? We have systems. The question is, are the systems working properly? That's it.
It's not working.
Here's my thing, right? Here's my thing. You're going to stop the flights from Haiti. Cool. What about all the American tourists and migrants that come here and end up just living here? I know a woman who did a whole PhD. She did a whole PhD on food science and culture, right? Her whole PhD here. She's a lovely person moving through the place. Lovely person, you know. Ain't nobody say you're worried about it.
Boy, but that crew ain't there. We'll go back home.
No, pause. No. Let's be honest about it. Let's be honest about it. Pause. Nobody wants to go back home. And that's why I'm making the point I'm making, right? None of them go back home. They don't want to go back home unless they want to go back home. You see what I'm saying? The only thing that motivates them to go back home is if they want to go back home. Across the board, every ethnic group, every single one. And the phenotypically white set, the European descent set, The self-identifying white set, we don't seem to care about them. Right? The Filipinos, we love it because they're quiet and they don't talk our business. Not, at least not amongst other Bahamians. And we still pay them slave wages. We still literally, actively, right now, paying them slave wages. Let's go to the next caller, producer, right? I think the answer is to enhance the immigration services entirely. That's what you do. How are you going to put an entire category of tourists? Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are
you doing? I'm good, thank you.
Our problems really don't stem from what we think, or should I say what the government proposes they are, which is immigration, lack of skilled workers, government administration, local government. All these problems are just probably trivial. The average Bahamian doesn't travel, you know, past Miami. They wouldn't see how a developing country actually maintains itself and it maintains its identity and culture without the overarching pressure to become first world, Americanized, and have a perfect slate across the board in terms of no crime, you know, proper infrastructure, stuff like that. I just came from a one-week trip to a Central American popular country now where all Bahamians are traveling. The U.S. dollar is 1-to-1. They have about 2.5 million population. No immigration problem. Same crime problem as any metropolitan city. They got the beaches. They got the tourist attractions. They got all these that we have. But the only parallel that I see that we cannot solve as a Bahamian independent, or so called independent country, is we don't have a plan or identity other than what is fair to us. By the superpower, which I would call their name.
Yeah, we don't talk about Voldemort.
Yeah, if we expanded, I finish up right now. If we expanded our vision into a long-term vision instead of a five-year vision, all of these problems would be solved. If we spread across the island, if we import, grow our food, have some programs for fishing, and, you know, have those technical programs for our children, the youth, it's not a youth. One generation, two generations, all these problems would be solved. Forget about the immigration. There wouldn't even be a problem. We would be asking people to come over here and to do work because we have such a bustling industry. But we just don't have that plan beyond the 5 years. And it's nobody's fault but ours. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely. If you're watching on the video feed, you watch my face crunch up just now, just because I think you started with a broad sweeping statement that it may not be true, the idea that the average Bahamian doesn't travel beyond Miami. I think we well passed that culture point. You would be surprised. You would be surprised where average and ordinary Bahamians be, what they be up to, what they be doing. Riley appreciated about your commentary was this, what I inferred from what you said was the suggestion that our vision is limited by the five-year framework, right, that is forced upon us. I don't think it's limited by our inability to move throughout the world as far as we want to go, but I think a false time construct has been forced upon us by the political class, right? They suggest to us that we could only think in five-year blocks, right? That's why we can't have a working NDP, National Development Plan. It's not because we can't think beyond 5 years. It's because the political machinery, the monolith that it is incapable of collectively casting a vision beyond 5 years. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, man?
Let me tell you what's happening. First of all, the PLP know how to have a rally. I'm impressed.
The PLP is very
very organized.
And I'm disappointed at the same time. Yes, I also made that point earlier.
It is an organized machinery.
I made that point earlier.
Yeah, but let me say this to you, Ms. Creed.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were talking for the last month and a half about fixed election day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up until 10 o'clock last night, they still have people trying to register.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas has come the 25th of every year.
You're not proving your point. I'm being fair to you right now and telling you the road you're walking down is actually disproving the point you're trying to make. Let's do it again.
Let me prove my point.
Yeah, let's do it again.
So, Christmas is on the 25th of December of every year.
Mm-hmm.
And the 24th. They know Christmas is coming.
That's because we live in a... Change. Don't make me press the mute button. That's because we live in a plantation model economy. Where people don't make enough money to be able to extract residual or recreational income from their salary to budget and purchase gifts in advance. That is an indictment.
You're buying gifts for.
That's an indictment on the political class. I'm telling you, you're walking down the wrong road to prove your point.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm not going to let you scare me off.
But I'm not scaring you off.
No, I respect us being the show host, so I'll move away from that.
No, I don't want... Hold on, pause. I don't want you to move away from it. I want you to understand that what you are saying is not actually proving the point. That's all.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
You think if we were to have a fixed election date,
mm-hmm.
do people there will come out and register 3-4 months before election?
If we have a fixed election date, right?
Yeah.
Then remember, this have a fixed register already. The process would only be for people who are first-time voters. They're joining the register for the first time,
yes.
Or people who have transferred, right? So
yes.
We've already reduced, with the change in the initial part of the process, we've already reduced the numbers of people that would be coming in to register, right? I think, yes, if we had a fixed election date, then people would prepare. See, in this instance, we had until October for the election, but you're doing it in May, in the beginning of May. I don't think it's fair to say to citizens that they don't take this process seriously because they weren't registered to vote. Why rush the process? That's all.
Grant, let me say this.
Mm-hmm.
There are some constituencies right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we count, we have three major parties.
Mm-hmm.
And if we count the three major parties, there'll be 123 candidates.
Okay.
That's 41 times 3. There'll be 123 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
There are some... Somebody had me riding around on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're carrying me to some constituency that has 2 and 3 PLP headquarters. Not a FNM headquarters up yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not a COI. So are these people serious?
Man, look here. I don't know.
Are they really serious?
Uncle.
Are they serious about winning?
That's up me. Maybe.
I mean, let's be real, Uncle.
Because you know, Uncle, you know what this PLP is serious about? They serious about winning. I don't know if they serious about governance, but they serious. I mean, good governance, but they serious about winning.
They're governing.
I mean, but
you know, in every little thing we can have our faults in and out. They're governing. They're everything that I agree with.
Since you're here, to the other callers. To the other callers, be patient with me for a moment. Let me ask you a question. Has the name of the police officer that was involved in the allegations on the carnival day that an MP hit them, right, with the car, has the name of that officer been published? You know what has been published? By the Minister of National Security out of his mouth, I think in the House of Assembly? That officer allegedly attempted suicide and that officer allegedly had issues, you know, on the force. Have we gotten his name yet? See, because at the beginning of that story, the Police Staff Association was standing 10 toes with that officer. And then all of a sudden, here's the next question. What about the expenditure report for the Golden Jubilee celebrations? I have a postcard in my bag right now that I found at the Salvation Army 2 weeks ago. Listen, 2 weeks ago in 2026, it is the first time I saw it in life. It is a commemorative postcard, a part of us.
You have one of them?
Yeah.
You better save that.
Do you have one?
No, I don't have any.
Okay, good. That's the point of pause. That's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making, Uncle. The independent secretary, and I think it was the Department of Archives, collaborated to create a series of commemorative postcards commemorating the 50th of the independence of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And who have them? Who even knew they existed? Who knew? The first time I touched one, I found it in a bin, a random bin at the Salvation Army. Right? I got a list of unresolved and unattended to issues. But here's the point I want to make. The PLP had a manifesto launched last night where the manifesto was not available for perusal. But you know what was available? The PLP campaign album, Choose Progress. That's what was available. Producer, let's go to the phone line. And callers, thank you for your patience. I wanted to ask Uncle some questions. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
All right. Concerning the physical manifesto, that will be available today. All right.
The physical ones?
The physical, yes.
When will they be available, and where will they be available?
I don't know the exact time, but I was informed it will be available today. Most likely you can pick it up at probably any constituent office or the headquarters.
Okay.
All right.
Y'all don't be putting pressure on Kino Wong like that, you know.
Let me get to my point.
Yes, sir.
All right. Secondly, a lot of the things that, you know, I truly believe that you do, you die. You don't do, you still die.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by that is this. Have you taken a look at the platform yet that was released last night? The platform of things stated that was done, things that are in process, and things that have not been done.
Listen, when I tuned in at 8:11, right? When I tuned in at 8:11 and I saw the Prime Minister speaking, the MPs and what I presumed to be cheerleaders, because I presumed it because of the well-timed clapping, professional, right? I tuned out because my blood pressure couldn't take it. And I waited for the assessments by the various parties and media houses. And this morning I saw the PLP 2021 promise report card, and all I want to know is who prepared it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, so that in answer to my question, you haven't yet reviewed it.
Where is it? Hold on. But where is it to review? Because
It's actually online.
I'm driving right now. No, but I'm asking you a technical question, because I spent about 3 hours post the talk searching online for information relevant to the event.
It was mentioned on Dwight's show earlier as well, and he got the site. I'm driving, so I would have given it to you, but I don't have it directly in front of me. Secondly, you have some callers that consistently call in and talk about issues that are already, and I appreciate what you said more than you could even imagine, where you said, okay, listen, we've been hearing this immigration issue, this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And you suggested something that I think PLP, FNM, COI, whoever it is, let's stop talking. If you have evidence, if you have facts, if you have all these different things that you're alleging, then there's a process. We get so caught up in rhetoric to the point where we don't even know what is real from not real anymore. If you have all this to say, all this facts, that let me tell you something. A lot of people don't ever. If Bahamians were to travel to Haiti, they think Haiti is port of friends only. You have wealthy Haitians that come to the Bahamas for reasons other than what we think they're coming here for. And the fact that they are paying average Bahamian don't realize that. They don't even know that. And I think that we need to stop with all of this rhetoric. All we need to do is find out, go online and check out. Thirdly, you had a gentleman that called in and talked about whether or not a voter's advance noticing of an election date is a good thing or it's a bad thing? And will people react in a certain kind of way? Well, I encourage them to do so because I actually did a research on countries that have fixed election dates.
Mm-hmm.
And what I discovered, which was amazing, was that people still register late.
Yeah.
You can go online and check this out. This email. See, we're not in the 80s and the 70s now where we can go ask certain questions and the answers are popped out in seconds. We need to stop this rhetoric in this country. It's like we're dumbing down ourselves, and we don't think that people have access to information anymore.
Now, and listen, like, thank you. Yeah, because you're driving, and I hope you're driving hands-free.
Yes, no.
And I hope I didn't rile you up too much while you were driving.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Because that's a part of it. Okay, so somebody sent me a link to the document the gentleman was speaking about, and while he was speaking, I went online, went to yourplp.org, right? And here's what I see under yourplp.org. Number three. Oh, I see who's a sliding scale, right? See, because here's what my issue is. Number one, on this PLP, yourplp.org, choose progress page. Number one, the first nationwide school breakfast program ensuring over 20,000 children across the Bahamas start the school day well-fed and ready to learn. I'm going to need more information than that. One of the second reasons why I turned off last night and I turned back in, you talking about how great the breakfast program is. We all know it's great. That was cussed just now. We all know it's great. We need numbers. We need numbers. We need efficiency. We need efficacy. Right? We need real substantive information. You have to show your work. You can't just come up here and PR us to another administration. This press release. You know, we pay all these things, make things look pretty, whether they are actually pretty or not. You can't do that to your citizens in an election. And I know that's difficult because we had a cultural point here. We have pirates first and the descendants of enslaved people, right? That's who we are. So we may have a cultural hiccup because we are wreckers. You do that to foreigners. You don't do that to your own citizens. Number two, the first National Youth Guard, equipping young Bahamians with the tools needed to assist the nation during national emergencies. That's not enough. That's not enough. Let's prep the caller, producer. Let's go to the phone line while I pull up the document that was referenced. Good morning, caller.
Morning, Aaron. You know, a while ago, you talk about anybody want to go back home.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I heard was going back home with the T connection.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you need to chew that up and come up with that.
And you hear them begging? They say, they begging you to go back home. Go back. You got to go back home.
But nobody's going.
That's right.
Okay, have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay, I'm looking at the tracker, blueprint-tracker.gov.bs. That's blueprint-tracker.gov.bs. We got to go to the phone line, producer. You could let me know when we're going to take this break because I got to read the text as well. So this is going to be our last caller for the morning. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How you doing today?
I good, thank you.
Yeah, Aaron, the last caller, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was on Dwight's show a couple months ago.
Okay.
Trying to get the same point across, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really a fact that people going to vote late, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's more that people needed to know what time an election day would be called so that they could be able to plan and prepare themselves for a general election
mm-hmm.
out of the day. Well, one man decides, you know,
mm-hmm.
when it's going to be a general election.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we really need to speak truth, right, and understand that this country is more important than our emotional feelings, our parties, our religion, and whatever else, right?
Yes.
Country should always come first. And all of us, like he said about proof and evidence, anybody would have eyes to see and ears to hear could see that this is no longer the Bahamas and could hear. Because, I mean, Aaron, I don't hear no Bahamian sound nowhere I go in this country. I don't
Okay, pause. That's because Bahamians play in Jamaican and American music all the time. That's
right.
Why. And that's why the Haitians could come in and do it, because Bahamians have already abdicated themselves.
Okay.
Hold on. Second point is this. Second point is this, because I got to go. Second point is this. My Grammy, if she would have taught me anything, she would have taught me this. When you go to the dock to buy the fish, right? And to buy the fish, you smell something rotten, you don't have to buy it. But if you buy the bag and you open it and you smell something rotten, you have to prove to the court and the fish man which fish is rotten.
Okay. Well,
you see, you see the point that I'm making?
Yes, I do.
Because we could see it with our eyes doesn't mean that we can prove it in a court. And that's the most important part at this point. That's all. I'm not discounting what you're saying.
No, Aaron, you are correct.
Yeah.
But the point is, right, let me just agree with you,
mm-hmm.
right, when it relates to the, the radio stations, right, I think a lot of them are doing a detrimental disservice to our culture also.
Well,
right?
Listen, remember now, talk shows are
not
entertainment
shows.
Primarily. Radio stations are entertainment primarily, but that's a conversation that we should have as a nation, right?
Yes.
I got to go to the break. And when we get back from the break, with the little time that I have to ask you all a question. We open in Parliament at Bahama again? I asking for an ancestor. You guys, hold on. We got a few minutes left after the break. We'll be right back.
Planning for retirement can be overwhelming, but with CFAL, it doesn't have to be. We offer tailor-made individual group and pension solutions that take the guesswork out of retirement planning. Whether it's for you or your company, don't leave your future to chance and let the trusted hands of CFAL's experts guide you toward peace of mind and financial stability. Low upfront costs and affordable monthly payments make it easy for you to build wealth so you can live well. Visit us at CFAL.com to start on your path toward financial freedom. CFAL, growing wealth for future generations.
CFAL is a proud sponsor of Team Bahamas for the 2026 CARIFTA Games.
It's back, Agri-Expo 2026, presented by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources, April 10th through 12th at the Gladstone Road Agriculture Center. Agriculture, our heritage, our future, comes alive with the latest farming technologies, exciting cooking demonstrations and competitions, Bahamian farmers and vendors from across the islands, fun for the kids at the Kitty Quarter, nightly musical concerts, and free admission for everyone. Bring the whole family and celebrate what feeds our nation. Agri Expo 2026. Let's get growing.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Well, he fooled with Joe girl.
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't back down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. You gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool to know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
Alright, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody call me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I work?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me? Uh-uh.
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pin from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pin.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 308-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Dog like road and cat like sand.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Okay, listen, I have to apologize. Apparently, my timing is as, just like the PLP. And if they're doing a good job, then I doing a good job as well, and we accepting that, right? We're running out of time. I guess we're going to talk about this tomorrow, but I have to make this point before we go. Taya Davis administration, you don't have Bahama money. We, the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the taxpayers, we don't have Bahama money for the opening of Parliament at Bahama. If you don't want to do it in Parliament, pick somebody else to do that, because you don't have Bahama money. An ancestor told me to tell you that. Here's the text line. Y'all had time to listen to nonsense last night. They couldn't fulfill their last manifesto in the blueprint for pain, and they want us to believe that farce last night. They're finished. Hey, morning, Aaron. Are you an advocate for patients' permanent migration to the Bahamas and having many children overcrowding the school's hospital and creating a massive strain on social services? Do you support this? You know what I support? Functional literacy. That's what I support. I hope that they have a party, a vote, a candidate in my constituency. You can't find apartment in Nassau talking about headquarters, Sabasso, and everything. That's not nice. Ask Julian how he see the headquarters, because he always seeing something and can't see. Tell him relax. No, no. The man is not, he doing his job, man. Don't, we're not going to get, we're not going to have that type of attitude about it. Morning. They talking about Julian again. Julian, uncle, don't mind that. Good morning. Accounting of Bermuda Gate. Oh, yeah. Short Pants Gate. No, Short Pants Gate is SPF. Okay. To deal with late registration is never one reason to have a fixed election date. Here's my thing. You got to prioritize citizens in the electoral process. What you doing, what you think you look like coming to me to tell me or to suggest to me that the needs of political parties should be prioritized in the electoral process? Yeah? Does it make any sense? Do I sound like you, Grammy? That's what I was aiming for. You guys, have a wonderful day. Let's take care of each other. Let's measure our speech. Let's be careful what we say. I have to practice a lot of that myself. Sometimes I don't do a good job. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
New roads and airports are connecting our islands. Energy reform is bringing electricity prices down, while young Bahamians are stepping up, gaining new skills for new opportunities. Respect for workers. Support for entrepreneurs. We're modernizing energy and infrastructure across our islands and preparing Bahamians to succeed in a new economy. Transformations this big take time. Rest. Paid for by the PLP.
At Master Technicians, we have what your family traditions need, starting with industry-best refrigerators, ranges, and ovens. We also carry Whirlpool washer and dryers, dishwashers and freezers, leading KitchenAid countertop appliances, blenders, microwaves, juicers, kettles, and KitchenAid stand mixers. We even do free delivery in New Providence or to the boat of your choice. Whether you're doing the laundry, creating new memories in the kitchen, or spending family time in front of the television, Master Technicians Limited, keeping family traditions alive for more than 50 years.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.